Republicans may control Washington, but Democrats dominate the state of California. They swept every statewide office for the first time this century, which may not give Californians much leverage when they need favors from Washington. NPR's Ina Jaffe reports that some residents wonder if their state will get a serious hearing.
California and the Bush administration are at odds over offshore oil drilling, controlling greenhouse gas emissions, stem cell research, and the state's energy crisis, among so many other issues. California also has a huge budget deficit and needs federal funds for its overstressed public health care system, understaffed police forces, and infamous transportation problems. Republican political strategist Arnold Steinberg believes that California's Democratic Governor Gray Davis may not get a warm reception when he brings the state's problems to the Bush administration.
I think that there's going to be no rush to try to bail Gray Davis out of any of his financial problems. And I think that Davis is probably going to try to make confrontations out of asking for things he knows he's not going to get.
But if this happens, it would not be just because of California Democrats' success in this past election, says Congressman Henry Waxman, a Democrat representing part of Los Angeles.
I think the Republicans and the Bush administration don't really understand California. When they've seen some of the problems we've had because of their failure to understand, they've given us solutions that didn't work.
Or no solutions at all. Waxman contends that the Bush administration was missing in action when it came to California's energy crisis, refusing to get tough with companies such as Enron that have been accused of causing artificial scarcity and jacking up prices. He also blames the administration for failing to rescue L.A. County's overburdened public health care system. Still, Waxman believes that the White House can't afford to totally ignore California's needs.
Our state is 10%, if not more, of the economy of the country. I hope the Bush administration will learn more about California. And I don't think they've been out to punish us particularly, but they certainly haven't been there to help.
In Congress, California's delegation is dominated by Democrats, reinforcing the perception that the state is a bastion of the Democratic Party. But there are a number of highly placed Republicans representing California in the House. David Dreyer, for example, who represents the Foothill area east of L.A., is the chairman of the Rules Committee, and he's convinced that California will have plenty of clout in the Capitol.
As chairman of the House Rules Committee, I have jurisdiction over every major piece of legislation that comes to the floor of the Congress. Similarly, we have, as chairman of the Ways and Means Committee, Congressman Bill Thomas from Bakersfield. We have the chairman of the Defense Appropriations Subcommittee. And so even though our numbers from California are not as high as the Democrats, the positions that we as a delegation hold are very, very important.
And there's another reason, says Dreyer, that the Bush administration doesn't want to see California suffer. The president has hopes of winning the state that he lost by 12 points in the election 2 years ago.
This is what he said directly to me, and I've met with the top political people in the White House, and there is a very strong, and I'm convinced it'll be an unwavering commitment to California.
To succeed here, President Bush will have to do something that most Republican candidates have been unable or unwilling to do in recent elections. He'll have to steer clear of California's big litmus test issues, says Bruce Kane, the director of the Institute of Governmental Studies at the University of California at Berkeley.
The key three issues, the triumvirate, are, you know, guns, abortion, and the environment. Conservative candidates have a hard time because on those three issues, California tends to be more liberal than the rest of the country.
But recent history shows that California voters aren't inherently liberal on every issue, and current conditions in the state could create opportunities for Republicans. California is facing a budget deficit estimated at more than $30 billion. That will require cuts in programs and increases in taxes, all of which will be enacted by an overwhelmingly Democratic state government. In the next election, voters could decide to make the Democrats feel their pain.
Ina Jaffe, NPR News, Los Angeles.